is, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, I welcome you. And for those of you who are not familiar with me, I am the producer and host of the Meeting of the Inner Circle, where I speak consistently, deliberately, intensely, intentionally towards the issues of our liberation, our resurrection, our salvation, our deliverance, and the prerequisites for our being qualified for continuance in existence. And I'm always so thankful for every opportunity I have to come before the airwaves and knowing that I will do that which I'm purposed to do in sowing the seeds of love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, and power for our mutual empowerment. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to care, to be able to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in our now moment. In the realization revelations that we are under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, it has not just happened, it has been in full effect for quite some time. And the reality of it is that we're not responding correctly and directly to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. For if we allow ourselves to be distracted with the sensuality, the sexuality, the materiality, the butts, the breasts, the balls, and whatnot, so that as your people and you all are being exterminated from the face of the earth, you are enjoying the process of killing yourselves. And I'm the one to tell you that it is not going to end well. And to remind you that there is absolute law that governs all of existence. There is absolute order that is all there is as existence. And the all there is as existence that some of us refer to as God and Yah and Yahweh and Yahweh and Jehovah and Allah and all of the names that we could give it, we cannot possibly really speak to the phenomenalness, the miraculousness, the absolute reality of the divinity of its own presence, but its intelligence that it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody, and to understand that the way that we have been socialized has been socialized to make us think that man's way is the way that we should follow. Man's way in religion, man's way in politics, our man's way in business and capitalism, man's way. So you spend so much of your time focused on men's ways, men's things, men's thoughts, men's philosophy, men's books. But men didn't design us. Men did not set the purpose for our being upon the planet. And under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide through the bastardization, the usurpation, the devastation, the oppression, the subjugation of the divine feminine, and the estate of womanhood, then we're in a now moment where we have to ask for that which will allow us to be triumphant over it, because in this now moment, there are no ones who have shown a greater light and a greater ray than that which is light and that which is love. And that which is the fulfillment of the law. The issue is, do you really care to be victorious and triumphant? There's so many ones who want to have conversations, so many ones who are doing the intellectualization, so many ones who are dealing with the historical, the political, and all of that. But the issue is the alignment, the reorientation, the restoration of who you be is this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of an absolute and supreme presence that is all there is as existence itself, in the acknowledgement that we already dwell in eternity and we should not be dying at all. And so I'm the one to remind you that where you have a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide and not responding correctly and directly, and realizing that you're on a cataclysmic ride with demise, but your edict is grab as much as you possibly can on the way out. You're expecting death. You don't mind dying. You ain't afraid to die. But the issue is, how long will you be dead when you live in the realm of eternity? And so the tragedy and the travesty is that there are those who have set a precedent as to what we should be focused on, those who have set a precedent as to what success in life is, those who have created educational institutions and religious institutions and all of this, but they never took the time to get right with the light. And the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death is popular in common activity, collective learning, and education, and the path of prosperity is a problem. And there are those who have responded to the violation, the subjugation, the dehumanization of people of African descent all over the planet in reacting to it, but did not create the initiative of political leverage through the purification and consecration of their own body temples so that the spirit of the true and living God can be completely re-enthroned in its temples. So just as they've gone into the pyramids and they've raided the tombs of the pharaohs and they've gone into the sacred lands and they've raided the sacred graves of our aboriginal and our indigenous and our native families, the intent has been to rob the temples of God of its treasures, to rob the temples of the living goddesses of their essence, to rob you, to deplete you, to put you in a place and space where you function in distortion and degradation and violation, and you are right with it because you have accepted that your nature is sinful. And I'm saying straight up, you've accepted the lie, and the lie is that you're supposed to die. And I'm saying you best to get cleared up, cleaned up, and understand that this thing is an absolute order and edict for our rising. I am the voice on behalf of our resurrection and heraldess of the establishment of the eternal order, meaning that I am the one to remind you that we are already in the realm of eternity. We're spinning in space. That this realm was not created by men. And that for all of the pollution from the plastics and the styrofoam and the cans and the bottles and the glass and all of the stuff that has accumulated in the waters that takes up the size of states, of what they call dead zones, killing all of the fish, deoxygenating the waters, warming the waters, melting the ice, that we're in a place and space where we have to realize that all that trash, wherever it is the refuse from what I refer to as the corporate deities of death, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, tobacco, and the sugar industries. It is the refuse that is the trash. But the real filth and the real trash is in the people who consumed it. And this is the methodology of oppression, to oppress us at our cellular functioning, to have us so enthralled with sensationalism in terms of having a taste for this and a taste for that and going here for a taste of this and a taste for that, when you have developed a taste for death. We're in the now moment of eternity. It requires us to take the time to get right, to get cleaned up, because what we know is that when there is a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, that those who are the legislators and the perpetuators of it have created a cataclysmic ride with demise. They have sealed their own fate in death. And for those who are being warred against and not responding correctly and directly and are complicit and complacent with their own suppression, annihilation, and all of that, that to not be on purpose and know that the purpose in existence is the exaltation of life, the purpose in being is to self-actualize, self-realize, and be harmonized with the will of existence, the laws of existence, the love of existence, and being the perpetuator of lineages on behalf of all of those that we have come through, to not be about that in this now moment and be consumed with all the ball games, the gladiator sports, men owning men's and men owning women and the degradation and violation. I'm just saying, prepare yourselves to leave because your death is imminent. And whatever else you do, there's no doing that you could do to truly make sense when you don't care to really honor the perfection of your being. And to understand that under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, we're being warred against with the corporate entities and deities of death. These things could not even be in our communities if we were not facilitating it, if we were not driving those trucks, if we were not working in those factories, if we were not the ones producing all of this garbage. So I'm saying that there is purpose in being, and the purpose is the exaltation of life. And now is our time to realize that each one of us has a contribution to make towards our wholeness. Each one of us has a contribution to make towards being able to inspire and facilitate greater works and greater things wherever we are amongst all of the great ones that we come in contact with. And for those of us who are in the Atlanta area, those of us who've been in the Atlanta area, born in the Atlanta area, raised in the Atlanta area, matured in the Atlanta area, and know all of the voices that have come up out of Atlanta area, that Atlanta should be leading the way in the way that is light, in closing down the corporate deities of death. Coca-Cola can't make another goddamn dime in our communities. See, but you're not willing to do the work that needs to be done. You don't want to have conversations, but you're not willing to do the actual clearing, cleansing, and consecration of your body temple so that you are aligned in the divinity of your being. And it's a problem when you got millions of people following man's way of being anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, filled with garbage. You understand? There's nothing that we could do that makes sense if we do not exalt a full life's urge. And in having been diagnosed with all of these issues, you understand? See, this is the thing, is that people want to say, oh, well, we'll kill our enemies, but the bottom line is that the enemy is you, being divided within yourself, working on behalf of those whose objectives are not light, are not love, but you work for these people and you consume their products. And I'm saying now is our time to make a greater commitment. Why? Because the way that we're living is laying foundation for the way that we will be leaving, or if we leave or not. And I'm saying that when your neurological functioning, your cellular functioning, your respiratory, your endocrine, your glandular, your digestive, your reproductive, your lymphatic systems, when all of your systems and functions are filled with mucus and acid and toxicity, then you can't activate your spiritual centers. You can't activate your pineal gland. You can't activate your energy centers to create your light bodies. You can't come into the quality of love and the light that allows you to truly reflect the virtues of character that are consistent with who we are as the children of God. How can you get out your body alive when you were filled with all of this garbage for all of this time and all of this disease? And so the right response to being under a global initiative that is genocide and depopulation is to make a full commitment to the laws of God, the light, the wisdom, the truth that allows you to accept correction, to forgive yourself for your own trespasses against yourself. Because in truth, there is literally only one self. But the issue is understanding that in the light of the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, that man's way is the way of divisiveness. Man's way is the way of wickedness. Man's way is the way of destruction, distortion, degradation, violation. We don't need to follow that way. And where we followed it, then we need to abandon those ways, cleanse ourselves. Because the intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it is always rooting for you. It's always beating your heart. It's always breathing you. It has never abandoned us in our darkest hours, in our hours of gross negligence. It has still been there waiting, calling, and being ready for us to do that which is ours, in harmonizing our will with its will, our way with its way, consciously caring to be made anew through clearing, cleansing, purification of our bloodstream so that we can come into a new mind, a right mind, our divine mind, to be in a place and space where we are not compromising ourselves or the integrity of those who we've come through, or the efforts of those who sacrificed so that we would have a greater opportunity to come into the integrity of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. What will it take for you to care to get cleaned up? There there was a period in time where everybody was talking about being vegetarian and going on fast and cleansing and whatnot. Now everybody's full of garbage. Compromise. And see, this is the issue. Is that you were given time on Mother Earth so that you could perfect your time on Mother Earth, because it takes time to perfect your thought. It takes time to be in a place where you earn the consistency over time. See, the 40 years in the wilderness and all of that, 40 years has come and gone. Okay, what have you been doing for 40 years consistently? Violating, inebriating, intoxicating, being distracted, being distorted, acting like you ain't got a goddamn bit of sense. Excuse me. For 40 years, what will that get you? That will get you dead. And people who know me, they think they know me. Oh, Adama, she's so extreme. Adama's not going to leave here as a dead person. I guarantee you that. Y'all want to call people's names, but you don't want to live in the light of your absolute and supreme intelligence. Calling somebody's name when you have no power, no potency, no discipline. You understand? Don't do nothing for these people. They don't give a dang on whether you call them their name. They say, don't call us. Leave us the hell alone. Get your compromising behinds. You understand? Dr. King, Malcolm, Martin, Medgar, Noble, Marcus. You understand? What do you think they're doing? Looking at y'all playing ball? You think they're excited about your gladiator sports? You being completely distracted? They saying, please don't call our names. Don't even think about us. Don't even say our names. You understand? I'm just saying, we got to stop this foolishness. It's foolish for us to be supporting those institutions that are poisoning our children, and then you turn around and you complain. Or where our history was whitewashed, now we blackwashed it again. Now it's all about blackness and who we were as blackness, but blackness don't mean light. Oh, it's the light of the melanin, but what good does it do you when you don't know how to eat? And then you don't want to eat the thing that is best for you. You don't want to do the thing that is right for you. You don't want to be rightly aligned in your life. You don't want to be that righteous. You don't want to be that godly. You're scared because they've been parading this crucifix in front of you all this time as if to say, oh, well, you think you're all the Son of God. This is what we do to Son of God. We will kill you. So y'all scared, but you're killing yourselves. I'm just saying, this is stupidity. What you gonna do? And this is why I do in terms of doing radio, in terms of providing life support, in terms of teaching people how to reverse whatever their issues are, from AIDS to ZIT, to take responsibility for empowering the sisterhood to remember that we do not have to be licensed, certified, and degreed to be women, and it is the rule and responsibility of women and men, the perpetuator and the progenitor of lineages, to know how to take care of ourselves. But we spend all this time in violation, right? Creating all this internal devastation, and then you go running to the doctors. Doctor, doctor, I got a pain over here. Doctor, doctor. Well, my doctor said, leave the dang going doctors alone. If you happy killing yourself, then damn it, be happy dying. Don't be afraid. Y'all ain't afraid to die. You ain't afraid to kill yourselves. So what? I mean, at some point, it's like, can we really talk? When I open up the phone lines, I'm going to say, can we really talk? What is your issue? What is wrong with you? It's got to be something wrong with you. Because if it was all right with you, you would not mind walking the face of the earth as some of the most dynamic Africans upon the planet, some of the most dynamic Europeans on the planet. Whoever my audience is, those of you who check for me, whether it's Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night, whenever they give me access to these airwaves, I'm sowing the seeds of love and light within your consciousness to let you know that you are being called to rise. I'm not talking to those who ain't listening. See, maturity gives me the opportunity to say whatever I need to say. You understand? I ain't scared. Why should I be scared of people who are already dead? that we need to act like it's a figment of our collective imagination that we left somewhere on the beach. You understand? To come into a point and place where we are exalting the absolute truth. We are exalting absolute love. We are exalting the order and the cleanliness of our body temples. We are learning what is required in terms of oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, and opening up all channels of elimination to promote optimum cellular functioning, to create the blood of Christ, the consciousness that is in harmony with the will of existence, the ways of existence, the laws of existence, and allows us to function under the auspices of our souls. But your inconsistency or your consistent inconsistency in being contradictory, thinking that, oh, well, I love my life. But you can't love your life without being high. You can't love your life without being inebriated. You can't love your life without being intoxicated. You can't love your life without feeding off the flesh of something dead. Your mama wasn't no doggone buzzard. Your daddy wasn't no dang-gone vulture. Come on, y'all. We want to talk about Dr. King. Dr. King was a flesh eater. He didn't get it. Yes, he was a great orator. Yes, he was a great preacher. You understand? But that is not enough. Multiply that times millions of them. Hoodwinked and bamboozled. Miseducated. Q sci-fi to a day-day. What? I'm just saying. When y'all think about greatness, y'all can only think about the ones who were great orators and they made a great presence and they had a great exit in assassination, annihilation, and then y'all cowering as cowards. You're cowardly. You don't even want to be great. That's a shame and a sin. That you will deny the essence of your truth and the divinity of yourself so that you can be distracted with balls and butts and breasts. Distracted. Well, you have people that are being annihilated from the face of the earth. I'm just saying, let's have a real conversation. What do you really want with the rest of your life? How old are you? You understand? In the truth, intelligence is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. You understand? Stop talking so dang on much and just listen. Just get quiet. Put your commitments in writing. Think about those who've loved you. Those who lifted you, those who bathed you, those who were there when you could not do for yourself. Begin to live on behalf of life itself. Begin to exalt a full life's urge. Consciously care to be free from your doubt and your faithlessness. Consciously care to be filled with the frequency of energy that is absolute love and light and the freedom from inconsistency, contradiction, and hypocrisy that allows you to come into the inner standing, the understanding, and the resolute standing with that which allows you to stand in a perfect integrity as man, the progenitor of lineages, and wound man, the perpetuator of lineages, and to know that there is no work that we can do that really matters if we will not be realigned in the essence of our own divinity. On behalf of all of those who've come before us, there are no people on the planet who have not faced subjugation and domination by somebody else. You understand this warfare, brother against brother, this world conquering rampage, it's kind of old now, y'all. I'm just saying, let's stop the foolishness. We do not have to participate. But the absolute reality is where we have to focus ourselves and to know that that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal is that which beats our heart and breathes us. Men did not design us. They don't beat our hearts. They don't breathe us. They've made things that give us a little greater opportunity to have a little greater convenience. I like driving my Mercedes. You understand? My girl got some giddy up. I can get away from the traffic. I can drive for hours. Yeah, I love that. But I don't whore for that. You understand? I don't whore and prostitute myself for things. Because I was told, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all else will be added unto you. Y'all act like the laws don't work. The laws work. But if you don't know the laws, then you working like a Hebrew slave, as they say. You working, working, and working. At the end of it, there's less of you. You understand? But that's the trick, to put you in the place where you gave your life force away. You didn't conserve it. You didn't develop it. You didn't cultivate it. You spewed it. You released it. You let it go. You was having sex and ejaculating as much as you possibly can. Now you got the prostate issues. Your hair is gone. Your teeth are missing. You're bald-headed. You understand? Because you did not realize that the trap was to rob you of your life force. These people are like Skeletor and Darth Vader. They don't have a life except for the life they suck from you. And so I'm just saying that the few who are trying to imprison, incarcerate, bastardize, usurp, slaughter, and kill the many need to raise completely up and stop the foolishness. Because they don't have that kind of power. You're giving them your power by being indecisive about your commitment to living, your commitment to loving, your commitment to forgiving, your commitment to consciously caring, to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that we are whole. We have no illness. We have no sickness. There is no disease. We are optimally cellularly functioning, and every atom and every cell of our being is consistently regenerating itself. And we are always stepping into a greater realization, greater revelations, greater epiphanies. And that which is the greatness of us is being fully activated as we are invoking the greatness of ourselves and cultivating our generational wealth to honor the legacy of the lineages that we represent by consistently being in the process of progressive unfolding in the light of the truth of who we are as conscious immortals. Man is not a man by virtue of his musculature, just like a woman is not a woman by virtue of her curvature. You understand? Real men and women are by virtue of the quality of thoughts and the substance of thoughts that they think and where they dwell in their consciousness. But the quality of the blood is going to lay foundation for the quality of the consciousness and what you're aware of, what it is you perceive, what are your perceptions. You understand? And perceiving and understanding that you are dwelling in an absolute reality of divinity and perfection gives us leverage over the foolishness. And you don't mind being clean. You don't mind being ordered. You don't mind being righteous. You don't mind being upright. You don't mind. You would prefer it. You strive for it. Because the issue is having your name written in the book of life as opposed to being written in the book of the dead. But the law of life, the love of life, the intelligence of existence, the hydration, the oxygenation, the mineralization, the activation of every atom and every cell of your being, you're the one who has to activate that in that temple. You are the one that dwells in that temple. What you say, go. I'm the one who cares to remind you that you are this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and now is our time to function as absolute and supreme intelligences, irrespective of hue and class and race and economics and all of that, because we could never generate a greater wealth than the wealth of existence. We could never have a greater wealth than the wealth of ourselves. There's nothing that we can do that adds a greater prosperity to us than qualifying for eternity. This is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.
Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phone apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the one who makes sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you for your consistency, for your support. And I am always in consistent prayer that you are finding more and more inspiration, motivation to be ever more disciplined in the light of the truth of the one that you are, as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme intelligence, which is what I am always addressing and always speaking to. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to really care to be able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment towards our own greater good. We're in a now moment that requires us to be in a place and space where it matters to us how we walk, how we stand, how we live, and how we leave, for having the reality that there is a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide in full effect and has been in full effect for quite some time. Understand that it is not going to end well. And that in order for us to really have any leverage over it, we have to be able to care enough to respond correctly and directly to being under siege. And your first line of defense when you're being warred against is to do nothing to undermine yourselves, to be in a place and space where you will do everything that you possibly can, as quickly as you possibly can, to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that you are able to walk in the integrity of who you are as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. For the scheme of the beast to distort organic world progression is to put us in a place and space where we're all right with dying, to put us in a place and space where we feel as though death is the natural culmination, destiny, and fate of everybody. So y'all all right with dying, so you might as well be happy killing yourselves. And I'm here to say that's the lie, and you got to check yourself. Because in my experience of working with those ones who are reaching for life support as a result of how we have been programmed to be careless with ourselves, to put ourselves in a place and space where we, instead of exalting and exuberating ever more abundant life, that we are degenerating and getting old in the realm of eternity. And because I'm the one who is always emphasizing that we're already in the realm of eternity, then get a grip about what it is to be dead, and how long you will be dead if you leave here dead. And then they want you to say, oh, well, there's no death. But in the meantime, you have been in violation of the laws that govern your own being all of your life, feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored alcohol, tobacco, and all of this stuff that put you in a place where you were not able to walk in the truth of your God self, your goddesshood, to have an understanding and an understanding that those ones who have been on this world conquering rampage for so long, who robbed the tombs and the grave sites of all of these ones that have come before, who would rather go across the world burning the people up and then going through their ashes to discover the greatness of the people, we're in a place and space where we cannot afford to follow those who are foolish. And as a result of seeing how foolish governments are to feel entitled to work towards the degradation of deprivation, the violation, the subjugation, the bastardization, the usurpation, and whatnot of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, her creatures, and her populace, then understand that you have to be in a place and space where you're willing to take personal responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in your now moment in exalting a full life's urge, being in a place where you are uncompromising in terms of your love of life and your having an understanding and an understanding that you will never work for, beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded anything that is greater than who and what you already are, butt naked, and there's nothing that can be added to you that is greater than you. So stop killing yourselves. Feeling as though you can't afford to sleep, you can't afford to do this, you can't afford to do that because you got to grind and you got to speak on the plantation and all of this. And I'm saying that we're in a place where we have to understand that there has always been law that governs existence. There's always been law that governs existence, and there have always been those who have applied themselves to the laws that govern life. There have always been light bearers and truth sayers. There have always been those who have exalted a full life, sir, to a wise enough not to give in to the foolishness of the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, to put us in a place and put themselves in a place where they have the personal glory of being remembered in the cosmic ordering of things and have their names written in the book of life. And so in this now moment, no matter what the situation and circumstances are that we're facing, understand that each of us is taking responsibility to create certain situations and circumstances that impact and affect our lives individually and personally. And to know that when you are in that mindset where it matters to you to be freed of any degree of infirmity, sickness, illness, dis-ease, despair, degradation, violation, resentment, anger, frustration, and all of the things that whittle away at your wholeness, all of those things that whittle away at your degrees of self-deservedness and your self-worth and your understanding and understanding that you at this point of this absolute and supreme presence. And that presence is beating your heart and breathing you. And that our being present in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, as points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and understanding the inherent divinity of existence itself and the harmony of the whole of existence, and that the intelligence of existence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal is so intelligent that it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody all at the same time. And it does nothing to undermine itself. And it has not decreed as purpose for any ones of itself to undermine other ones of itself, to have leverage and profit or money or capitalism or any other issue. And so we're in a place where we have to realize the difference between man's way and God's way, man's way and the way of light, man's way and the way of law, man's way and the order of existence itself, and to begin to apply ourselves to it. And to know that on a daily basis, we have access to whatever it is we need because the universe is that perfect. The intelligence of existence is always in progression. There is always more. We're in a now moment that requires us to be in that place and space where you have an understanding and an understanding that your body is literally the temple for the dwelling of the true spirit of the living gods and goddesses. And when you ask children who lives in heaven, they're going to say, God. And because we've been under a socialization of patriarchy and male domination, they'll say God, but they may not say goddess. They may say the Lord, but they may not say lordesses. We have to come to understand the divinity of the male and female, the God and goddess, the Lord and lordess, that we are here to represent the wholeness, and our being whole within ourselves is something that we have to reach for. It doesn't come naturally because none of the institutions that have taken responsibility to give us an orientation as to what life is and what success in life is has given us a proper orientation in terms of being supported, nurtured, nourished, fed, and cultivated to be in the natural progression of self-actualization, self-realization, and harmonization with the laws of existence, the will of existence, the love of existence. And so we have those who delight in doing that which undermines themselves and their selves. And those ones who think that it is profitable to undermine oneself and oneself, those who have been so mistaken and misled under the laissez-faire capitalistic kind of let the buyer beware mentality that we feel like it's okay to poison our children with artificial colors and artificial flavors and processed breakfast cereals puffed and saturated with all manners of sugars and all of this, and then feed them hot dogs and hamburgers and candy and all of this stuff where you are literally charging violation upon their blood that puts them in a place where that natural divinity and intelligence and innocence that they have, they will soon lose on the path of adulteration. And so it matters that we, as men, the progenitor of lineages, and womb men, the perpetuator of lineages, have an understanding and an understanding that there is nothing that we can get paid to do, that we can be licensed, certified, or degreed to do, miseducated, or religiously trained to do, that is greater than our inherent purpose in existence in loving being and being loving and mastering this realm of materiality through the consistent practice and perfecting ourselves in spiritual law. And to have an understanding and an understanding that love is the fulfillment of the law. And the harmony of truth is that which is love, and it affects absolutely everything and everybody, and everything and everybody, every hue of people is going to be benefited when they care to exalt a full life surge. Everybody is benefited when there is no initiative towards ones and ones feeling entitled to beat and rape and violate and castrate and set afire and hang these ones, yet want them, need them as the cogs in the wheel of their economy. The beautiful thing about the time in which we're living is that those who legislate death, perpetuate death, and love doing that which undermines themselves will have a tragic date with fate quicker and sooner than later in death. And that those who are willing to exalt a full life surge, those who are willing to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified, those who are willing to accept the divinity of existence and clean their body temples for the express purpose of consecrating their body temples so that the true spirit of the living gods and goddesses are completely re-enthroned, that there is nothing that can thwart our progression, because the fulfillment is the establishment of the eternal order and the eternal laws and the eternal government. For that is the absolute reality throughout all of the cosmic, is that there are no schemes of anything or anybody that is greater than the intelligence of existence, the will of existence, the laws of existence, the order of existence. And our greatest opportunity right now is to be able to participate fully in being ordered and harmonized with it by virtue of it to the greater good in behalf of the whole of existence itself. On behalf of the lineages that we represent. On behalf of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and the reorientation, the realignment, and the reestablishment of the integrity of our humanity and the divinity of our being. We have to come to a point and place where we begin to really listen to ourselves and look at ourselves and, you know, really know that you can accept correction, and it's all right to be right. It's all right to be corrected. It's all right to be disciplined. It is all right to be all right. That you don't have to accept sickness, illness, and disease, because them over there got sickness, illness, and disease, and everybody's in this place. So you want to be in the company of the miserable. Say, misery loves company. But you don't have to choose that. You don't have to be the ones who are always talking about my doctor this and my doctor that, and they had to change my prescription, and I got this going on over here, and I got this going on over here. Because in the reality of it, and I want y'all to really, really think about this, to look at our elders and see that instead of enjoying the maturity of eldership and having gotten and acquired the wisdom that should come with it as a result of having matured properly in the order and the light of absolute and supreme intelligence, we have those who are demented. Those who are suffering from Alzheimer's, they don't remember who they are, where they are, who came through them, or what they came here to do. And they stick them over here and stick them over here and stick them over here and charge all kinds of money, $5,000-$6,000 a month to house them so that they are misfeeding them and never giving them anything that really would help them truly enjoy the rest of their living. Those of us who are moving into maturity now, we have the opportunity to create a greater way. We have an opportunity to circumvent some of the devastation that has already been scheduled as a result of the karmic debt of having established systems of government all over the world based on the annihilation of the darkest hues of ones and ones. The enslavement, the bastardization, the subjugation, the domination, the separation, the divisiveness. And to know that the methodology of our oppression is to oppress us at our cellular functioning. So even though you may tout that you live in the freest country in the world, you are part of the sickest people of the world. Those who are so distracted from all of the gladiator sports and the ball games and all of the artificiality and the superficiality of existence and whatnot. You understand, we love that which glitters, you know, the polished wood, metal, and stone. Destroying that which is your right to be realigned in your eternal life for that which has no substance. That which has no real meaning. That which is foolishness and folly. Because you think that under real rightness and righteousness and being in light and being in a place where you are disciplined as a disciple of truth and light that you don't have fun. You understand? Y'all have been taught to think that killing yourself is fun, smoking and drinking and getting high and spewing and ejaculating and wasting yourself. It's fun. It is death. And a lot of times you don't understand how much pain and suffering is going to come until you're at a place in space where the degree of deficiency as a result of your never really consuming that which you were designed to consume to promote optimum cellular functioning so that you are able to facilitate optimum creative thought. And to understand that it is in our capacity to think that we are able to best align ourselves with the will of existence and that which is the light of God, that absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It has given us a way to communicate directly with it as a result of having faculties that have not been polluted and corrupted and undermined with the residues from the nitrates and the nitrites and the BHA and the BHT and the pesticides and the herbicides and the larvicides and all of these chemicals that are literally contraindicating in your brain and your pineal gland and your organs and your tissues, creating all of these different various cancers throughout the body, and then having the programming to think that once the cancer's there, then there's no real opportunity you have to be healed unless you are treated with so much more poison. And so I'm the one to remind you that we were made perfectly, designed perfectly by the intelligence of existence, and our bodies function perfectly, whether we understand how they're functioning or not. The body is intelligent enough to always care to bring itself back to stasis. It's always trying to establish that which is in its best interest. And once we're wise enough to not inhibit and block and thwart that progress and that effort of the body, then this is how we come to a point in place where we can facilitate the degree of cleansing that is necessary in order to really establish the healing. And so where we are requires us to have a commitment towards wholeness. Because you cannot idolize just a part of existence itself. You cannot separate the intelligence of existence from this or that or the other and be whole. And you have already gotten so much of it that now it's about breathing ever more deeply, hydrating ever more intensely, oxygenating, mineralizing, and opening up all channels of elimination to understand that you are always in a better place when you care to do that which is truly in your best interest. And this is how intelligence works. No matter how small or how big, or whether it creeps or crawls or flies or swims or whatever, the intelligence of existence has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone. And everything is intelligent enough to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing to undermine itself, to know its food, to excrete its waste, to know its kind, to mate and perpetuate itself, and to be able to respond correctly and directly when it senses that its life is being threatened. And it is the evidence of a fallen humanity who've come to a point and place where they feel entitled to not exert a full life's urge, to do some things that they think are in their best interest, but for all intents and purposes, to feel entitled to violate the order of their own being, to disregard and disobey the laws that govern their own being, to be in a place where they feel entitled to be wrong and to be out of alignment with the order of existence, which makes you vulnerable to those who have no real love or light or wisdom or truth, who are motivated by profit and greed and erroneous thinking to try to sublimate you, program you through advertising and commercialism to give you an artificial set of values so that you value things more than you value yourself. You treat your cars better than you treat your body. You treat your cars better than you treat your children. That's a trick. Because when it comes to how we really live, it is through the consistent application of our love of life and loving the Creator, loving that which beats our heart and breathes us with our whole body, heart, with all of our might, consciously caring to exalt a full life's urge to be an honor and a glory into the lineages that we represent, and to have an understanding and an understanding as to how to invoke the greatness of the lineages that we represent and have that greatness come flowing out of us through our own talent, skills, and abilities, so that we are the gifts of our lineages, from our lineages to all lineages. And to know that as we walk in the light of the truth of the ones that we be as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, as we exalt this full life surge, as we care to really be harmonized within the whole of existence, within the love of existence, the light of existence, the wisdom and the truth of existence, and consistently dig deeper and reach higher to be resubstantiated in the presence of who we are, harmonized in the intelligence of that we are, and to understand that we always have access to more of ourselves, more light, more love, more wisdom, more truth, more realization, more revelation, more self-actualization. We are in the progression of the eternal. And the cleaner your blood, the greater your clarity, the greater your clarity, the more focused your thought, the more elevated and focused your thought, the easier it is to create. There's a saying, we dwell upon the same planet, but we live in different worlds based upon what's going on in our own body temples. And to understand that our bodies are the temples for the true dwelling of the spirits of the living gods and goddesses. And that because our bodies have been under siege, our blood streams have been defiled so that we are out of alignment with our spiritual health. We have been sown in vice. We have been made to think that it's okay to be wrong in life, to accept imperfection and sinfulness as our nature, to be in a place where you don't want to be right. You'd rather be wrong. because it's more fun. But in the final analysis, the example with which you lived impacts and affects your children and your grandchildren and the ones that you have charge over, and your misalignment and your misdirection, you cannot help but to share it with someone else. And there are those who know that they do not have the wherewithal and the substance to lead are the ones, and that there are those who know that they're wrong and they take responsibility to lead everybody wrong. And so you have to be in a place where you care to be righted, you care to be cleared and cleansed, you care to be whole, you care to be healed, you care to be free of sickness, illness, disease, despair, depression, discontent, dissatisfaction, lack, and all of that. Because in this now moment, we do not have to wait for the masses of people to be liberated before we walk as liberated beings. Your personal degrees of obeyance and obedience unto those laws is that which makes the difference in your life, for your life. What it is you want for your life, you have to have the clarity, because nobody else can serve you the truth of yourself when you are not asking to walk in the integrity of the truth of yourself. And there's no greater wealth that you could ever have without walking in the integrity of the truth of yourself as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. There is no greater reward than the joy and happiness of fulfillment in a life well lived. Lives that you've touched and cultivated towards their greater good, and the generations that were positively impacted and affected and liberated as a result of the wisdom and the gifts that you gave and imparted unto those that you had the opportunity to touch. You're in a now moment of eternity. You're always in a now moment of eternity, and you are in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.